Good morning. Welcome back to JR Morning. On a Monday, my co-host Jason Rowe, Republican political strategist from Rowe Strategic, here with me this morning. And also Mike Lee, managing editor of Crane's Detroit Business. This Crane's interview brought to you by Mercantile Bank. Looking for a new business bank? Mercantile can help drive your business forward. Learn more at mercbank.com. Mike Lee, good morning.
Good morning, Lloyd. How are you?
I am well. These data center developers, they're playing nicey-nice right now because these communities have really been giving them a lot of opposition.
Yeah, they're spending quite a bit of money playing nicey-nice. The developers of the giant data centers like the one in Saline Township that is rapidly rising out of the ground are spending big money on a PR campaign, kind of a charm offensive to make the case and push back against some of the pretty intense opposition, sometimes misinformation that have attached to these, that have had residents mounting recall elections and things like that against local officials. The most prominent one, and I'm sure folks have seen it, is the very folksy ad promoting the Saline Data Center, which they have named The Barn. In the ad, and talking about how it's they're preserving farmland and providing tax benefits to the local government, and really making the case that this is a good thing for your town. Google also is making the rounds of the media, looking to correct what it calls disinformation. It's all part of an effort to probably a little bit late effort to make the case on how these data centers can be good for their local communities, as residents worry about power usage and water usage and noise and any other negative effects of having such a big operation in your town. The opposition to data centers runs up to 59% in polling, depending on how you ask the question. Lyon Township, another big data center intended for Anthropic. All seven township board members are the subject of a recall election. Really, these companies are seeing that it's time to make your case, because if you don't get loud with your message, the folks who oppose you will define the terms of the debate. So I don't think this debate is going anywhere anytime soon. So stay tuned.
Mike, Jason Rowe here. Good morning. One of the things that we've seen over the last year, 2 years even, is a lot more white collar layoffs in our economy as opposed to blue collar. And usually when we see job losses, it's more in the blue collar. We got a big merger coming up or in process here in Michigan between Fifth Third and Comerica. What's the impact going to be for Michigan and Metro Detroit?
Yeah, Fifth Third and Comerica have merged now. The Comerica name will be sunsetting very soon. Last week, the new development was Fifth Third filed a notice with the state that it plans to lay off a little over 500 people at what has been Comerica's Farmington Hills campus. Those cuts begin July 1st, run through November, and they've already laid some people off previously that didn't require such a warning. It's sort of a to be expected bit of fallout from a big bank merger like that, especially when the banks like Fifth Third and Comerica overlap in their territory as much as they did. In the future, you will almost certainly see some branch closings as well. They noted 76 branches in Michigan where they overlapped when they were seeking regulatory approval for this merger, 63 in Oakland, Wayne, Macomb County. So almost certainly some of those branches will be going away in the coming year. Fifth Third announced it's going to have its Michigan regional headquarters downtown in the One Campus Martius building, where Rocket is and owned by Dan Gilbert. But this is, this is pretty typical of a big bank merger. You mentioned white collar layoffs. There are fears that AI is driving those. I'm not totally sure that that's actually true. Any time two large, very similar companies like this merge, you're going to lose some jobs, and it's unfortunate, but it's really part of the way business is done. So There we go.
You know, Mike, I've ordered a few small things from Amazon, and just, you know, I actually don't know if they were delivered by a drone or a truck. Usually I can hear the truck coming down the street, but I haven't heard one. So maybe they were delivered by a drone. But these drone services, they're really taking off here in Metro Detroit.
Yeah, this is what kind of caught my attention. Amazon has been talking about drone delivery being the future for a very long time. In a very small way, it is the future is now. They had a bunch of journalists out last week to their Pontiac facility, and they're now delivering about 100 drone deliveries a day in a small radius around Troy, Auburn Hills, Bloomfield Township. The deal is you pay an extra $5 and you'll have your items in 2 hours or less. And they've now done thousands of these deliveries, apparently. Some interesting wrinkles. It's for items only under 5 pounds. It has to be something that can survive being dropped from 13 feet in the air, because the drones aren't allowed to fly any lower than that to comply with FAA rules. Drones go 70 miles an hour, so they can deliver with speed, faster than a truck can get to your house. And Metro Detroit actually is just the second market in the country to really roll out this service in any kind of meaningful way. You know, Amazon makes the case, we're talking about job losses. Amazon says drones are meant to complement and not replace traditional delivery drivers. And I think with all the limitations on what you can actually deliver that way, at least for now, I think the drivers are safe, but you know, it's a way in their constant, you know, relentless push to speed up delivery. It's not too long ago that same day delivery was a pipe dream, and now it's pretty common. So a 2 hour delivery may be on the way to your doorstep soon.
Well, we can read these stories and others in Crane's Detroit Business. Mike Lee, managing editor, always great to have you here on a Monday morning, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Talk to you soon. Jason, real quick here before we go to the break. You know, we know about Spirit Airlines and that situation with them. They basically folded. Well, now we got this TikTok creator who's basically gone on with a crowdfunding, wants to save TikTok. And so far, he's raised like $335 million.
Crowdsourcing is a powerful tool nowadays.
Oh, man. $335 million. Now, we don't know if that's enough to do it, but I guess people, whoever complained about Spirit, somebody's given. You know, you pay for everything else on Spirit, your baggage, now, everything. You might as well.
Now you got to pay to keep the airline in business.
Exactly. Coming up, we're going to take a look at Jamie Edmonds' latest podcast, Jamie's Journey, Angels Along the Way. We're going to hear part two, to kind of let you know what's going on with Jamie as she battles her cancer diagnosis. That's next on JR Morning.